spin on some played out topics. Let the potential for much better and more frequent sex motivate you to get through some of the tougher topics. Pay attention now, smile later. There are many reasons why opening yourself up to the suggestions in this book will benefit you. Here's a few. 1. You'll feel in control of yourself with women. 2. You'll feel in control of your emotional reactions. 3. You'll have more effective responses to the questions, needs, and accusations women may throw at you. 4. You'll be able to do more of the activities women complain about. 5. Hotter and more frequent sex is a likely result of pleasing your woman out of bed. 6. Hotter and more frequent sex is a likely result of pleasing your woman in bed. Getting along with women on your own terms. We do things that appear silly to you. We need things that seem irrational. We can't make up our minds. We pout, we nag, we complain. Okay, some of us are guilty as charged. But don't forget all the good stuff we bring you. It's a balance. Knowing where what you don't like about us comes from helps you handle it. I encourage you not to change because we demand it. I encourage you to grow for yourself. I'll provide tools for making your partner happier that are within your comfort zone and won't sell your own needs short. I believe the keys to pleasing women are understanding and compassion. Understanding. Getting along better with us begins with understanding. Insight into where her actions, reactions, and needs come from helps you see they're not necessarily irrational, unfair, or impossible to placate. A good way to know another person is to put yourself in her shoes. I'll ask you regularly to try looking at things from our side, so you'll know us better. Then it's easier to accept our needs and actions. Compassion. Your most important tool is here, guys. My key to getting along better with us is compassion. Compassion is using your understanding to develop more patience, tolerance, and empathy for our needs, instead of just shrugging them off as woman things. If you can develop or increase your ability to have compassion for your partner, everything else can fall into place. It's the critical skill needed for a successful relationship. Compassion is the lubrication for other tools. It's like oil in a car. An engine freezes up and can't function without oil. Your emotions and responses will respond the same way without compassion. Compassion enables you to be more sensitive to our needs and feelings. Sensitivity to our feelings makes you a stronger, not a weaker man. You can own tools for solving problems. I believe in you. I know you can adopt new tricks for dealing with old problems with your sometimes demanding, irrational, needy, critical partner. I don't recommend major or uncomfortable changes. But understanding why certain methods and words get more for the same mileage may motivate you to try alternatives to what's not working now. Give it a shot. You'll enjoy getting along better. Chapter 2. Our different programs. How men and women can be compatible. Both sexes have differences we enjoy and ones we'd prefer didn't exist. You may not like our hidden agendas, but enjoy the spice we bring to your life. You may not like our nagging, but the differences are applauded when you're horny. Let's face it, you may not always like being with us, but you don't want to live without us. Since you can't keep us in bed all the time, and we don't live on Fantasy Island, men and women need to learn to balance each other's annoying qualities against the delicious ones. We were programmed from birth with what we should expect from each other. It's hard to let go of our upbringing, but we can. Accepting the differences. We're brought up with different programs. Understanding them helps. You're more goal-oriented and see your worth in terms of accomplishments. We learn to please and see our worth in terms of who likes us, most importantly, you. You've heard this before. Try to really understand the dynamics this time. Raised to attract men. I find your direction a lot healthier, but we have to deal with what we were taught. While you were encouraged to think of careers, we worked on looking good to attract you. Many women got no encouragement to develop a satisfying career. The attitude is changing, but not as much as you'd think. It's hard to stop making you the biggest factor in our life. If we don't get satisfaction from a career, having you want us may be our top achievement. Girls aren't given the choices, confidence, and inspiration boys are given automatically. The ultimate form of validation for an average man is to succeed in achieving a goal. The ultimate form of validation for an average woman is to be in a successful relationship. And you wonder why we make you so important. Those darn stereotypes. Girls get one program and boys get another, reinforced by parents, friends, teachers, and the media. Children of each sex develop different attitudes. Trying to change them isn't easy. Years ago on TV, I saw a bald baby brought into two groups of people to play. For the first group, the baby had a girl's name, wore pink, and had a bow around its bald head. The men and women in Group A were gentle. They cooed, calling her sweet, pretty, a little doll, in high-pitched voices. The same baby was then dressed in denim and given a boy's name for Group B. They played more roughly, throwing him higher in the air and exerting a lot more energy. They spoke louder, referring to him as a hearty little guy, a tiger. This was the same baby. What messages do kids get from these stereotypes? That we trust boys to take care of themselves more than we trust girls. I doubt you can imagine how insecure this attitude makes us. We're regularly reminded that we're not trusted to take care of ourselves. We're told to be careful, we're not given responsibility, and we're discouraged from taking risks. I hear little boys told, be a man. What is a man? Who defined your role? It's like when people say, they say, and no one knows who they are. What's a man? Someone cold, unfeeling, capable of finding solutions to all problems, insensitive to women? I've never seen these definitions. Widely held stereotypes within our society often attribute these qualities to men, but is that what defines you? Do you really believe you'll be less of a man if you express your feelings, show sensitivity, or ask for help? Stretch your possibilities and define yourself. A real man chooses his own way based on what feels right, not by what traditions mandate. Acceptance. Men and women need to accept each other's right to be who we are. It's our choice to deal with or not to deal with each person in our lives. It's not our choice to change them. Aren't both sexes entitled to their needs and nuances? There's a difference between things that are unacceptable and those you just don't like. Knowing better than us. Many of you think you can read us well, and it shows in your attitude. Some of you I spoke to had inflated confidence in your ability to assess us. I separately interviewed both partners in several relationships and compared answers. The men were sure they understood their partner, while the women said their partners needed help. You may humor us instead of listening. That's disrespectful. You can go too far with your program to take care of us. We look to you for security, but want respect for our needs, thoughts, and feelings. Don't treat us as little girls and tell us what we think. Satisfying needs. We don't have more needs than you. In fact, men and women have many needs in common, but we deal with them differently. We all relish getting comfort and support from someone we care about. You may ignore your needs more to avoid seeming unmanly, but both sexes have lots of needs. Needing love. Our most common need is for love. Come on, guys, admit it. You need love, too. We may show that need more and demand it more, but all human beings want it. Love is nice, good, fun, and essential to our existence. Don't deny that you appreciate love as much as we do. We let our needs hang out while you do your best to keep us from knowing you have them too. Some of you see admitting a need for love as a weakness, but it can be a strength when you find a comfortable way to express it. Love does rule, so when it happens, why not relax and enjoy it? No matter how strong, successful, or independent we are, love is essential for our well-being. But we don't always keep this need in perspective. Women in movies get ridiculous amounts of romance, attention, affection, adoration. We want it too. In romance novels, lovers use most of their energy giving love. The concepts we learn in fiction are incredibly appealing, but real life isn't fiction. Many of us fantasize Prince Charming sweeping us off our feet and loving us intently. Watching our parents, friends, and other real-life partners isn't as exciting. So we dream about fiction while reality frustrates us. Nurture Mania. Do you enjoy loving attention and the little things we do to show you we care? Of course you do. We love nurturing you. You love being nurtured. Accept it. Many of you admit you thoroughly enjoy it when we act like a lady-in-waiting and treat you like a prince. So why do you bristle when we'd like those goodies, too? Turning demands into smiles. You complain that women are demanding creatures, and we can be at times. You complain we need more than you could ever satisfy. Wrong. We may ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars, but we would settle for a lot less. If you learn to appease some of our more pressing needs, you'll have a happier partner without too much expense. The little things I speak of can be the keys to pleasing us. Little things that create a connection. Touch. Any form of touching can strengthen our connection and keep you healthier for the same price. Studies show that regular tactile contact is imperative for our well-being, both men and women. This includes hugging, squeezing, caressing, massaging, any touching. Extended periods of touch are most beneficial, but any touch contact can maintain the all-important connection we need. Words. Some sweet words can help keep connections solid. A quick phone call at work. A loving thought whispered in public. Saying, "I'll miss you," when you go on a business trip. A word of encouragement. Compliments. These can all go far. Notes. A note or card is a great way to strengthen a connection. It doesn't have to be a love note, though "I love you" will be well received. Try a smiley face with your initials slipped into her book. A loving thought on a post-it note on the mirror. A provocative suggestion for activities later in her handbag. The internet makes it easy for those of you online. A short email to say you're thinking of her takes little time and connects us. Gestures. Connections are created by many kinds of gestures. Eyes meeting in a group. Helping us with a problem. Accompanying us to an event that's important to us. Doing something as soon as we ask. Things that say you care. A boyfriend bought me a water filter when there were warnings about our water. Our connection intensified from that loving gesture. Little things you do that show you took the time to please us mean the most. Rituals. I'd like to introduce you to something that some of you may think of as a woman thing. Rituals. A ritual in a relationship is something you do regularly together. Meditating together for 5 minutes before sleep. Washing each other's hair on Saturday. Touching bases every day by phone at the same time. Shared rituals keep connections strong in a hectic world. Craig said, "Bonnie puts a little treat into my lunch bag every day. It's always a surprise. It might be cookies, an exotic fruit, a note, a silly wind-up toy. It doesn't matter what. It reminds me Bonnie cares, and she knows I think of her every day at lunch." Connections give us reassurance. We feel closer to you. Creating a connection doesn't take effort and can deepen a relationship. Although some of us love getting gifts of jewelry, flowers, and other material things, little things make many of us happier. It's the little thoughtful things you do to show you care that can be the most meaningful.